pitcher, if you will. An individual with no radio broadcasting experience. The face is unknown. The features nondescript. During the next 2 hours, do not attempt to adjust your web browser, for this person has complete control. You, the listeners, are about to enter a dimension of no sight, all sound, where music fantasies become music realities, where the only voice you hear is that of a singular personage known as One More Name, host of the Bootleg Asylum radio show.
Hey there, this is Tap Rat from The Rat. You are listening to the Bootleg Asylum radio here on FlatDaddy.com.
All right, dude. I can't believe it. The dude's telling me to take a break, and we're not even playing our heavy metal shit, man. Dude, didn't you know what you were getting? Did you not know what the fuck you were getting when you booked us, man? All right, for him, let's get all bellow. 5 shots of whiskey.
Living alone, singing my song, thinking about the good times when you were my own. Lady, you taught me how to bird and cry, and each day and night with you, I die for it.
Talking about Yeah. her say, but I ain't running out with no one, baby. Baby, don't you cry all night. Yeah, but baby, don't leave. Don't you know I want you to stay? Well, you ain't got nowhere to go, driving out of sight. Well, ain't there anything I can say? I said, well, baby, don't leave. She don't mean nothing to me. Baby, don't leave. Don't you know I want you to stay? Yeah, but baby, don't leave. Don't you know I want you to stay? You ain't got nowhere to go, baby, driving out of sight. Ain't there anything I can say? I said, well, baby, don't leave. She don't mean nothing to me. Baby, don't leave. Don't you know I want you to stay?
Dennis Sanchez here. I have come to save your soul, save you from the fires of hell, to save you from pop country. Pop country is the devil, you see. Toby Keith, Tim McGraw, and Rascal Flatts, they are spawned from Lucifer himself. The only way to be saved is to check out It Burns When I Pee. Yes, my friends, It Burns When I Pee, the only podcast that leads you to real country music salvation. FM radio is eating at your loins and killing your babies. So heed my word. Your only hope is to go to section86.com and download all the episodes of It Burns When I Pee. Where real country music, I said real country music, is played with praise and honor. Don't wait another minute. Go to section86.com and download It Burns When I Pee. This is the Reverend Dennis Sanchez, thanking all of you out there for listening. And thank you, Howard, for letting me be on the one and only Bootleg Asylum Radio Show. Praise Jesus. Amen.
thing. You want honey? Go find yourself a bee. You want money? Find a bagel. You want honey? Go find a bee. You want a love with a bee? Bring it right home to me. I gotta love somebody. Love somebody. Love somebody. Love somebody. From the front to the back, from the right to the left, say yeah!
Okay, I've saved my favorite group for last. The Maniacs and Crazy People. Yeah. The ones who live out where the buses don't run. And I distinguish between maniacs and crazy people. A maniac will beat 9 people to death with a steel dildo. A crazy person will beat 9 people to death with a steel dildo, but he'll be wearing a Bugs Bunny suit at the time. So you can't put them all away. You know, you gotta keep some of them around just for the entertainment. Like a guy who tells you the King of Sweden is using his penis as a radio transmitter to send anti-Semitic lesbian meatloaf recipes to Soupy Sales and Marvin Hamlish. A guy like that, you want to give him his own radio show.
Home What an absolutely fantastic song. This is one of those rarities that happen. A lot of times an artist will cover another artist's song, and a lot of times they'll do it straight up, or they'll try to change it and it doesn't quite work. Well, then in this case, like I said, it's a rarity that happens. The original song, Blue Devil, which was released on the Rise and Outlaw album from Hank Williams III, this here is done by the Camptown Ladies, and they took the song and made it their own. They're both totally different approaches to the same song, and they both come through 100%. Fantastic stuff from the Camptown Ladies, which happens to be Gina Galina, of course, on the vocals, and she plays the guitar, and also she plays banjo as well. And then you have Melissa Carper on stand-up doghouse bass, and then the fantastic and always wonderful Arkansas Red on lead guitar. And I hope you enjoyed that version of Blue Devil. How y'all doing tonight? This is the Bootleg Asylum Radio on FlapDaddy.com. And although my show's been on a while, this will actually be the first podcasted show that'll be available at section86.com starting this Tuesday, the 26th. And every Tuesday after that, they're going to be actually podcasting my Friday night show. So those of you who can't stay up to listen to it, and or you want to download it and listen to it when you want to, or maybe even share it with a friend or whatever, that'll be your opportunity every Tuesday at section86.com. There'll be a brand new episode of the Bootleg Asylum Radio, and I appreciate their support over there, and I hope this turns out good for the both of us. And right before the Camptown Ladies, the band was Papa Chubby, and his version of the song, You Gotta Love Somebody, which was recorded in 1997 in Germany. And before Papa Chubby, we heard from the band Swamp Slide, and an instrumental version of their song Sylvia, and a great band, Swamp Slide. And right before that, it's an Eric Koskinen band. And the cool thing about the song I played, he's got an EP out called The Mandan Hayseed. And the song I played by Eric was Baby Don't Leave. And the cool thing about this whole EP he does all the work on it completely. He wrote all the songs, he does the guitar, he plays the bass, he plays the drums, he does the vocals. And it turned out just fantastic. So go to his MySpace page, the Eric Koskinen Band, and check out more from him. Really good guy. Before that, we heard from the brand new album this year called Brighter Than Our Creation's Dark, and that's by the Drive-By Truckers. And the song I played was Three Dimes Down, which sounds so much like a Rolling Stone song. But this band has been around for quite a while, and they're fairly new to me as far as listening to a lot of their stuff. But this new album, Brighter Than Creation's Dark, which was just released, is really good. And like I said, that song there was Three Dimes Down by the Drive-By Truckers. And straight out of New York City, right before that, we heard from Sammytown Jones. And that came from, the song was called The Drunk Song. And it came off from Sammy's 2006 Wrecked Records release, Sammy's Greatest Shits. And man, you can't beat that album. It's good. Well, sorry the pun. It's good shit. And Sammytown Jones, so go get you some of that. And I started this set off, like I said, with the way I ended it. And that was Hank 3 and Ass Jack, a couple songs. The album's called This Ain't Country. And that was a live version of White Trash. Absolutely fantastic song. And I started off from, I don't know the date of this. I've had it for a while. And I'm not sure the venue or the date, but a nice version, short version actually, of the song Five Shots. And I like how he set the promoter or the bar owner straight. Okay, I'm not going to waste any more time. We'll get into the Hank 3 bootleg. This was recorded at the Grog Shop in Cleveland Heights, Ohio, September 22nd of 2007. Fantastic stuff. The taper is sixes and sevens, and I have a few bootlegs from him, and this man does some great work. I got to meet him once, shortly, at the Tuple Club show in Lansing, Michigan, here in 2005, and his name's Lauren, and you don't remember a whole lot about that night. It was one of those crazy nights, you know, at a Hank 3 Ass Jack show, but one thing I do remember about Lauren is he was a nice guy. So we're going to get into it right now. This is Hank Williams III and Ass Jack, the country set. You're listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio right here on FlapDaddy.com.
What the fuck's going on once again, man? We appreciate you coming out, fucking raise some hell, have some fun. We'll be doing the country, the hellbilly, and the ass jack like we always fucking do, man. Let's get going.
Bye.
Yeah, to all the bootleggers out there, this one goes out to you. If it's shine or wine or smoke or fucking doing that shit with the camera, one of the two, man. Little bit of smoke and a whole lot of wine. So when that motherfucking depression and that fucking anxiety catches up with you, man, I always say, stick around, never take the easy way out, get a bottle of whiskey and your favorite fucking music, whatever the fuck it is, and get that fucking shit out of your system, man. That's what's up on this one. Well, oh, what a feeling that burns down low.
Hey there, this is Taprat from The Rat. You are listening to The Bootleg Asylum Radio here on FlatDaddy.com.
Talk about OGG. To the late great scum fuck of the world, man. Fucking GG Allen, eat the fucking both sides. And that's really what we're talking about on this one right here. A song is written and dedicated for him. This one's called Punch, Fight, Fuck!
Doing time, not a minute.
fucking help it. Some shit about the fucking Grand Ole Opry. I've been trying for years to get Hank Williams reinstated back in there. And I wouldn't bust their balls so bad if they didn't have a fucking Hank Williams impersonator say, "Welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. It's good to fucking see you." And they got that shit going on to this day. And they got his pictures hanging up and all that stuff, so I'm fucking... We need your fucking signature. Please look us up online, and we got a book here if you don't mind signing it. We need the people's fucking voice, man. So talk to some shit like I'm fucking keep on saying, goddammit. This is called the Grand Ole Opry. Ain't so grand anymore. Well, the Grand Ole Opry ain't so grand anymore. They done fucked off the people that made it where the shit before. Hell, they didn't even really want Johnny Cash back in 74. Said the Grand Ole Opry ain't so grand anymore. Well, they were nervous about Waylon, cause he had a crooked smile. And for many, many years I never wanted to see this, cause he's too goddamn loud. Do you really think they were wanting Johnny Page and hanging around? Hell no, cause they're too uptight. Wow, the real ones like to get down. Look out! Seem like I'm talking shit, but if you look behind the scenes of who's pulling the strings, well goddammit, it'll make you sick. Well, Hank Williams still ain't reinstated, and I'll tell you that's fucking bullshit. And the King Jimmy Martin, if he's still here, he'd tell them all to suck his dick. Second grandfather to me growing up, man. He's been an inspiration to me, man. And I always talk about him every fucking show I do. If you've been seeing me for years, you fucking know that. And we always do a little bit of a country DJs know what I'm about. It's up to y'all. Do a Hank Williams song or not? All right. To the very last song he ever wrote in his life, it's called I'll Never Get Out of This World Alive. But now you're looking at a man that's getting kind of mad. I had lots of love, but it's all gone bad. No matter how much struggle and strife,
our thrill. said that black is what makes us strong, and we all wear it like a uniform of chosen one.
Country music, goddammit. So, you're the motherfuckers that help us put the dick in Dixie and Carney and country everywhere we go. And much respect to you. We do appreciate you spending your fucking hard-earned money and trying to have a fucking good time, man. It's getting harder and harder nowadays. The dick in Dixie and the country in country!
Well, that wraps up what was half the country set on September 22nd, 2007 at the Grog Shop in Cleveland Heights, Ohio. And that was Hank 3 and Ass Jack like I said, a partial picks from me from the country set from that night, featuring three brand new songs that'll be on the upcoming album, hopefully to be out soon. And I hope you enjoyed that. As I said at the beginning, that was from the Taper. His name, he goes by the name Sixes and Sevens. I know him from the Hank3.com cussing board. He's been on there for quite a while, and he tapes a lot of shows, and man, he just puts out some absolutely fantastic stuff. And I got to meet him once, like I said, at a Temple Club show here in Lansing, Michigan, and talked to him for a couple seconds, and really nice guy. And I appreciate the effort that all these tapers go through. They just do fantastic work, and that was a good representation of, like I said, the Hank 3 show at the Grog Shop in Cleveland Heights, Ohio in September of 2007. So I hope you enjoyed that. And I want to give a shout out to Blake Clayton at burnswhenip.com. Also Andrew over at section86.com for hooking me up with these podcasts. My Friday night shows will now be podcasted every Tuesday at section86.com. So go there every Tuesday for new shows. Every Friday show, as I said, will be podcasted the following Tuesday at section86.com. So I appreciate everybody here at flapdaddy.com for what they do, and as well, everybody over at section86.com. Other radio shows on flapdaddy.com besides mine, we have LP Sides Only with your host Lefty X, who plays half sides from vinyl albums. And yes, I said vinyl albums, and he does a great, fantastic job, and he has quite an eclectic taste in music, and he always puts on a great show, so don't miss Lefty X's LP Sides Only Friday nights from 9 p.m. until 12 a.m. Eastern Time, as well as every Tuesday from 10 p.m. until midnight Eastern Time. He plays, like I said, vinyl albums, and he plays half sides from various forms of music, and always a good show with Lefty X on LP Sides Only. Other radio shows, you have Misfits Radio. He's on Tuesday mornings from, I believe, 10 a.m. Sometimes he's not on until noon, but a lot of times 10 a.m. until whenever the hell he feels like getting off the air. And Misfit puts on a great show, plays a lot of local artists, as well as great real country music. And a good time with your host Misfit 138 on Misfits Radio every Tuesday morning, either 10 a.m. or noon Eastern Time. So check that out. Those are a couple other radio style shows that are on flatbeta.com. Don't forget to check out The Rat with your host Tap Rat. He plays original Star Trek reruns, and a really good show on The Rat every Tuesday from 7 till 9 p.m. Central Time. And Tap Rat puts on a good show, and he always supports my Bootleg Sound Radio. And I appreciate you guys all supporting all these other shows on flapdaddy.com, as well as Blake Clayton's monthly podcast of It Burns When I Pee on section86.com. And I appreciate everybody who's hanging out in the chat room, as well as everybody who's listening while browsing here on the internet. You guys are what keep these shows going, and we certainly appreciate that. Still to come on the show, I have Jared Morningstar will be on here later. And right now I'm going to get back into the music, and I'll talk to you on the other side of these. You're listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio right here on flapdaddy.com. Restless.
But gold.
Superintendent of schools here.
Groovy.
Hey, man, it's about your kid, Malcolm X John Lennon. He dropped in today.
You mean?
Benway, your kid's a drop-in.
It'll kill his mother.
Malcolm X John Lennon? Come on in and dig your mother.
Ah, Mom, I can't now. I gotta go do my homework. I mean, I gotta meet my connection.
You can't fool me. You're in one of those underground study cells, aren't you?
No!
It'll kill your father. Do yourself a favor. Be groovy. Now sit down, turn on, and tune in the TV.
But, Mom, I don't want to watch television.
Oh, you're so weird.
It was the blackest night. There was no moon in sight. No, the stars ain't shining because the sky's too tight. I heard the scary wind. I seen some ugly trees, there was a werewolf walking along the side of me. I'm leaning on bed, you know I ain't no sissy. Got a big titty girlie by the name of Chrissy. Talking about her in my bike to be in the side of the mountain. I noticed even the crickets were acting weird up here, and so I figured I might just drink a little beer. I said, give me some of that, what you're sucking on. But there was no reply, cause she was gone. Where's those titties I like so well? And my goddamn beer is what I started to yell. Then I heard this noise like a crunch of twig. And up jumped the devil, he's about this big. He had a red suit on and a widow's peak, and then a pointed tail and like a sulfury. Yes, it was him, all right. I swear to God it was. He had some human flesh underneath his claws. You know, it looked to me like it was kitty skin. I said, you son of a bitch, because I was mad at him. Well, he just got out his floss and started cleaning his fangs. So I shot him with my shooter, said, bang, bang, bang. Then the sucker just laughed and said,
put it away! You know I ate it all up! Now what you gonna say?
You ate my Chrissy?
Titties and all!
Well, what about the beer then, boy?
The can's this tall!
Even her boots?
Would I lie to you?
Shit, you must have been hungry.
Yes! This is true!
Don't they pay you good for the stuff that you do?
Well, you know, I can't complain when the checks come through.
Well, I want my Chrissy, and I want my beer, so you just barf it back up. Now, devil, do you hear?
Blow it out your ass, motorcycle man! I mean, I am the devil, do you understand? Just what will you give me for your titties and beer? I suppose you noticed this little contract here.
You're goddamn right, you son of a whore.
Don't call
that's
me that.
That's about the only reason I learned writing for. Give me that paper, bet your ass I will sign. Because I need a beer and it's titty squeezing time.
Man, you can't fool me. You ain't that bad. I mean, you should have seen some of the souls that I've had. Why,
oh, yeah?
There was Milhouse Nixon and Agnew too. And both of those suckers was worse than you.
Well, let's make a deal if you think that's true. I mean, you're the devil, so what you gonna do?
Wait a minute. A tinge of doubt crosses my mind when you say that you want to make a deal with me.
That's very, very true.
Wait, you ain't supposed to want to make a deal with me.
Ah, but I'm slightly different than your average customer, devil.
But most people don't want to make a deal with me.
Yeah, well, I'm only interested in two things, and that's titties and beer, you know what I mean?
What? Titties and beer?
Titties and beer, 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 titties and beer.
I don't know if you're the right guy.
Titties and beer, titties and beer.
No, don't sign it. Give me time to think. I mean, hold on a second, boy, because... That's Magic King!
And then the devil let go of the pickle and out come my girl. They heard the titties pop, popping all around the world. She said,
I got me 3 beers and a fistful of downs and I'm gonna get ripped, so fuck you clowns.
Then she gave us the finger, it was rigid and stiff. That's when the devil, he farted and she went right over the cliff.
Whoa, tinsel time.
Well, the devil was mad. I took off to my pad. I swear I do declare. How did you get back there? I swear I do declare. How did you get back there? I swear I do declare. How did you get back there? I swear I do declare. How did you get back there?
Demons inside eating at my soul. I got demons inside, Lord, they take their toll. Someone run and get a conjure man, he's gotta make them go. I got Satan at my side pouring me another glass. That devil's got my ride. Oh, pull over, let him pass. He got me hanging out the window, yelling, all y'all kiss my ass. I got a black dog for my sentry. Mailbox reads 666. My woman's name is Salome. Oh, her dance is my last fix. My boots are filled with maggots and my skin crawls with ticks. My mama raised me in a graveyard. My daddy blessed me with a gun. He left me with 5 words. Chase trouble just for fun. Them demons in my brain say that I'm the seventh son. Demons inside eating at my soul. I got demons inside, Lord, they take their toll. Someone run and get a conjure man, he's gotta make them go. Someone run and get a conjure man, he's gotta make them go.
America, you've come to the end of a hard day. Cutting big ones in Oregon.
Making little ones in Ohio.
Buying long in Texas.
Selling short on Wall Street.
You've seen it all in beer ads.
And now it's anchovy time. Pop open a tin.
Yeah, this bait's for you.
Don't settle for the guts. Go for the eyes.
Don Rococo's Oriental Anchovy Eyes.
Pop them out, light them up, go away. You deserve it.
And America, you look beautiful.
We'll be right back.
every week about this time, we have an album and CD review with Jared Morningstar. That's, of course, the weeks that Jared doesn't call in sick, right, Jared? You're feeling better these days?
Feeling a little bit better these days. I'm about 90% back to where I should be, I'd say.
Well, I'm glad to have you back on the Lucas Home Radio Show. And like I said, we usually send albums back and forth to each other, but really, mainly you've been the one sending me albums. I've been sending you everything but albums. Seems like I've been sending you MySpace bands, and well, in this case here, I sent you the one from Wayne Hancock and Honky Tonk Brakeman, recorded in 1994 at KUT Studios, and I believe you've had a chance to listen to it by now, right?
Yes, and the funny thing about this is it's a bootleg, but it sure doesn't sound like a bootleg. The sound quality on this thing is absolutely amazing, no doubt a result of that KUT recording studio. It's a fantastic, fantastic bootleg. Now, the one thing that I really enjoyed about this, and it's something that I enjoy anytime I pick out an artist that's been around for quite a few years, is watching that artist's evolution. And when you listen to this Wayne Hancock bootleg, it's really, really fascinating to see what Wayne was in 1994 as opposed to what Wayne Hancock has become in the past few years. His sound has changed quite a bit, I think, and I'm pretty sure you agree with me on this.
Yeah, and this is, like I say, really good representation of early Wayne Hancock. This was recorded, actually, I think, pretty close to a half a year before his first, I guess, would probably be original release, wouldn't it?
Yeah, the original release was Under Storms and Neon Signs.
Yeah, it was on Deja Disc label, and that's probably like a regional, local label from around Texas?
Probably so. And that was released in 95. This bootleg is from 94. It has a couple of the songs from his original release. It has a few covers. Webb Pierce cover, Walking the Dog. Hank Williams cover, Lovesick Blues. Even a Woody Guthrie cover, which I thought was interesting. And what's even more interesting about this bootleg, as I said before, is the difference in sound. Now, some of the songs on this bootleg didn't end up on Wayne Hancock albums until the early part of the new millennium. So compare those songs to what they sounded like on those albums, like A-Town Blues, as opposed to what they sound here, very much different. Now, Wayne Hancock has been called like the master of the juke joint swing, but if you listen to this bootleg in 1994, Wayne Hancock seemed to have been much more juke joint than swing. The one thing I picked up on this bootleg right away was the less jazz influence on his sound and more country. In fact, the fiddle is really prevalent on this bootleg, and until this point, I can't remember hearing any Wayne Hancock recording where fiddle was such a major part of the sound.
Right.
It's really cool.
Well, I think really, basically out of necessity, the band itself narrowed down to just the three of them because of just the money on the road and the way things go. But yeah, the fiddle part on here really stood out when I first listened to it also. But as far as a lot of the songs changing, like I said, a couple of the songs by the time they got an A1 Blues was sound quite a bit different. But then again, a lot of songs do sound different from live until you actually get it recorded on a studio.
They do. It's just when I heard Thunderstorms and Neon Signs with the fiddle come in, I'm like, wow, this is a little bit different. And even like when you get to, not so much with the debut, but with his second album, That's What Daddy Wants, you get a lot of brass. Things pick more of that swing jazz type sound, even though they're country songs. Even earlier on, they played that swing jazz type feel to it.
Yeah, but then the same thing about that, though, when you hear those same songs played live, they take more of the honky-tonk country sound back to them as opposed to the swing.
And as you were saying, a lot of that's out of necessity as well. It would be difficult to tour with, the big band. But A-Town Blues, on the other hand, didn't really have a lot of the brass so much in it, but yet still had that swing jazz type beat to it that's kind of evolved over time for Wayne. And I really like the jazz element of his sound. But what's kind of cool is to see Wayne's country influence really at the forefront here. When people started saying, that Hank Williams was one of his major heroes, I'd always cite Bob Wills in Wayne Hancock's sound as much as Hank Williams. But here, the Hank Williams part of Wayne Hancock is really out front. And it's cool, especially when you hear him sing a song like Lovesick Blues. It's it's kind of eerie. And a lot of his songs, I've noticed, at least on this bootleg, like a Railroad Blues, almost have that Lovesick Blues type intro to it. So it's, the Hank Williams influence here is really, really out front. There's no doubt that Wayne had that love for that classic 1950s honky-tonk right from the start here.
Oh, yeah, you can really tell that. You know, it's not as much as he's trying to copy Hank Williams as, you know, just like a lot of artists, the emulation is there, and that shows through this whole bootleg, really. But like you said, when he does finally get to a Hank Sr. song, you know, it just puts a top on everything.
He sure does. And then you take a look at this start, this bootleg, which is a fantastic listen, and you play his newest album, Tulsa, right back to back. It's really fascinating to see what Wayne's done. He's taken that classic country sound, that style he started with, and he's made a sound all his own. He's combined a lot of his influences together, and now he has that classic Wayne sound. This is a great, now it's great to see what he's done with himself, but to listen to this bootleg, you just pick up on the artistic historical significance of this. This is a great find. This is a great find. I wish that there would be a way that this could be released to a lot more people, so a lot more people could hear this bootleg. This would be a great live album. I know it's not going to happen, but it would be a great live album if someone wanted to release it.
The band on here is actually really good. They have Paul Skelton on lead guitar, Scott Walls on pedal steel guitar, T.J. McFarlane on drums, Don Baycock on bass, and Howard Kalish on fiddle, and what an absolutely great band. And I'm kind of curious as how long this band was around before this bootleg came out, because the songs on here are really solid. You can tell, it sounds to me like the band had been together for a while before this bootleg. So, you know, if there's anything earlier out there, I'd like to get a hold of this.
Yeah, I would too. And, you know, before this bootleg, I had never known that Wayne played with a band called Honky Tonk Brakeman. Now, I know he's been playing with Skelton for a long time on guitar. I wasn't familiar with the rest of the band members by name. Now, that could be, you know, just because maybe I haven't been paying close enough attention to the liner notes, but there's no doubt that this band, and Wayne's always had a tight band, but this version of the band, there's no way they could have just started playing together. They're too good.
And if people would like to listen to this, I played the whole thing through on my show last Friday, and in weeks to come, I'm going to play a brand new one that was recorded last year with Joey Elkhorn, Wayne Hancock, and Don Helms of the original Hank Sr. band, and this one turned out really good. And if people wanted to find this one, it's still on Dime a Dozen, and I checked earlier, and there's still a couple cedars on it. So, you know, just check out the Wayne Hancock on Dime a Dozen, and you'll come up with the show. And it's Wayne the Train Hancock and the Honky Tonk Brakeman, recorded in 1994 at KUT Studios in Austin, Texas, and it's just a great find.
Everything about it's great. Even Wayne's voice. You know, it's never been exactly the strongest voice in country music, but on this recording, you can tell, even though Wayne's voice is still solid today, this is a little bit young version of Wayne, and that voice really, really carries over very well. As well as the band is tight, and it's a very enjoyable listen to anyone that enjoys traditional country music. It's going to really be a good listen for everybody that's listening to the show today.
Yeah, well, and like I say, in the weeks to come, I'm going to be playing, you know, selected songs off it, like right after this review, matter of fact, because we always pick out a song to play. And I'll go ahead and let you pick out one first, Jared.
You know, just for oddity's sake, I think we need to play the Woody Guthrie cover. Now, Woody Guthrie, even though he's a hero to a lot of country folk, you don't hear a lot of his songs played, at least I haven't, with the traditional country with instrumentation background. And I think the arrangement here is perfect, set to a folk song, yet it sounds like a country song. So let's play the Oklahoma song.
Okay, we'll play the Oklahoma Hills by Woody Guthrie. And I think I'm going to pick out, well, you know, since it was the title of the first album and it's done a little different than we normally hear it live, I'm going to pick out Thunderstorms and Neon Signs. Well, Jared, I appreciate you coming on, and, you know, I'm glad you're feeling better, and appreciate you doing this, actually more than a album review, a bootleg review, but, you know, in the future, I think we're going to kind of mix things up a little bit, and I think you got an album heading my way next week. And
yeah, I'll let you know as soon as possible. Either way, I'll try to pick out one that equals the one you sent me this week, but I don't know, it's going to be a difficult challenge to find one that's as good as this.
Yeah, Wayne's kind of hard to follow, ain't he?
Yeah, a little bit, just a little bit.
Okay, Jared. Well, I appreciate you coming on the show, and we'll talk to you this time next Friday night then.
All right. Sounds good.
Right, have a good weekend, Jared.
Yeah, you too.
All right. Next song we're going to do is called Oklahoma Hills by the late, great Woody Guthrie.
Many years has come and gone since I wandered from my home in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Where the black wool rolls and flows and the snow-white cotton grows in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Way down yonder in the Indian Nation, riding my pony on a reservation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Way down yonder in the Indian Nation, a cowboy's life is my occupation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. All right, still man. Place I rode my pony through the draw, where the oak and blackjack trees kiss up Maple Prairie breeze, and the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Way down yonder in the Indian Nation, riding my pony on a reservation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Way down yonder in the Indian Nation, a cowboy's life is my occupation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Let it ride. All right, bust it out, Howard. Now let's turn life back a page to the land of the great old sage and the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Oklahoma hills where I was born. Way down yonder in the Indian Nation, I rode my pony on a reservation in Oklahoma hills where I was born. Way down yonder in the Indian Nation, a cowboy's life is my occupation in Oklahoma hills where.
Thank you. I'm going to do y'all a song called Thunderstorms and Neon Signs that I wrote during a big old thunderstorm. 1, 2, 3, 4. There's some big black clouds blowing in from the west. I've been driving all day, Lord, I sure could use some rest. There's a motel up ahead where I can unwind. Lord, I sure love thunderstorms and neon signs. I grew up on the road from town to town. My daddy's line of work kept us moving around. I've got fond memories of the way things were back then. The warmth of the neon when a bad storm was moving in. We listened to the Opry in small cafe. When we stopped to get a bottle along the way. Whenever I hear takes me back to another time. I got a real nice room with the radio and TV.
quite some time. It mixed with the light, it is the glow from a neon sign. All right, Scott, go. Stop to get a bite along the way. Whenever I hear the wheels begin to whine, it takes me back to another time. There's some big black clouds blowing it from the west. I've been driving all day long. Sure could use some rest. There's a motel up ahead where I can unwind. Lord, I sure love thunderstorms and neon signs. Yeah, I sure love thunderstorms and neon signs.
Yeah, a couple songs from, well, you heard it, a really fantastic sounding bootleg, recorded in 1994 at KUT Studios in Austin, Texas. That was, of course, Wayne the Train Hancock and Honky Tonk Brakeman, and I believe that's the first time I heard him use the Honky Tonk Brakeman as the title of the band. Of course, that was a Wayne Hancock song, Thunderstorms and Neon Signs, and right before that he did a Woody Guthrie cover, a fantastic cover of Oklahoma Hills, and I hope you like that. It's still available on Dime a Dozen. I checked it here the other day, and it's still got a couple cedars on it. Anyway, so if you like that, I played the whole thing on my show last week, and it's just a fantastic sounding bootleg from 1994, early Wayne, about a half a year before his first album came out, so really good stuff. And I appreciate Jared Morningstar, for one thing, coming on the show and doing these reviews, and he'll be sending me an album to do next week, so look forward to that. And before the Wayne, we had a nice lead-in with the featured artist tonight, Hank Williams III, and he did from 2000, which was recorded at the World Cafe in the studio, and Wayne Hancock's song, Johnny Law, and of course that was covered by Hank III and the Damn Band, and just a great, fantastic cover. The song right before that was Pistol Packin' Motherfucker from the This Ain't Country album. Of course, that's from the Hank III album that was never released, and just fantastic, absolutely fantastic album. I wish it was put out officially, but it is out there, so you can find it. And right before Hank III, we did a song from Johnny Jessup. Go to MySpace/John Jessup. And just a fantastic artist, and he's put one album out, and it was titled, I think, 2004 he put it out, called Dead or Indifferent, and he has a couple songs on his MySpace, so go check that out. The song you heard here was called Demons, and like I said, John Jessup is just a fantastic artist, and I wish he'd put out some more music. We heard from Frank Zappa right before that, his song called Titties and Beer, and that came off of his album called Have I Offended Anyone, and of course that's what Frank does, and just a fantastic album. I said, Titties and Beer from Frank Zappa. And I started this set off here a while ago with a band that's easily found on MySpace. The band's called Gunshy. And they had an album put out called Truth. And we heard their song called Pissing Me Off. And just a fantastic band. So like I said, most of these bands, you can find them all on MySpace really easily. Or you can go to my Bootleg Song Radio show page. And I have links to all the bands that are played on the show tonight. Well, that's about it for tonight. I appreciate everybody hanging out in the chat room. Everybody who's listening while browsing around. You guys are the ones that keep these kind of shows going, and we certainly appreciate that. And thanks also to Section86.com. Every Friday night show will be podcasted the following Tuesday at Section86.com, and we appreciate everybody over there. And also Blake Clayton's Burns When I Pee at Section86.com. We appreciate all these shows. So you guys have a good week, and we'll talk to you next Friday night right here at the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show, 12 a.m. Eastern Time, every Friday night here at FlapDaddy.com. And I'll end my show like I always do with a little bit of Zane Campbell, so enjoy this, if you will.
This song is a true story. But my father had a soft spot in his heart for winos, and he let the winos camp behind his grocery store. And this song is called, you know, Everybody Has a Hobby. My father was collecting winos.
Mm-hmm.
out back of the store, we had an outhouse. It weren't no relic. We used it every day. Hell yeah. But by night, it was home to an old wino named Mr. Church. Daddy said it was okay. We didn't charge him rent, and he could use the facility. But he didn't. He'd still shit and piss himself. Anyway, a man living in an outhouse doing that. Well, I always thought that was ironic, but it was just sad. Some people collect stamps, but my dad collected winos, you could say. Now, Mr. Church was living out in the outhouse. A Homer Danner came back from Korea about half dead. Jake Benjamin sang doo-da-doo-da-day all day long. And Mr. Pedro had maggots eating on his head. I'll tell you all about that next. Tone it down a bit there now. Pedro came in the store one day just to buy a cup of kerosene. Now what the hell does a wino want with a cup of kerosene? He had skin cancer and it ate up most of one of his ear. Ooh, it was an ugly, bloody thing. Nasty old bandage wrapped around. Well, he went outside, poured the kerosene in his ear. Maggots fell out on the ground. Mr. Church was living out in the outhouse. Oh, yeah. Homer Danner came back from Korea about half dead, the plate in his head. Jake Benjamin sang doo-da-doo-da-day all day long. And Mr. Pedro said had maggots eating on his head. So I said, Jake Benjamin sang the Camptown races all day long. He had a hernia the size of a basketball. When I was a baby, he told my mama that I looked just like him. And if you didn't see him drunk, you didn't see him at all. Hell no. Mr. Church was living out in the outhouse. A Homer Danner came back from Korea about half dead. Yes, he did. Jake Benjamin sang doo-da-doo-da-day all day long. And Mr. Pedro had maggots eating on his head. Now behind the store we had a regular Popo Jungle. Yeah, they had a campfire under the weeping willow tree where they made their beds. You know, Daddy step out the back store, throw them the ends of the bologna, say, catch! Kept them winos well fed. You got to feed your pets, Annie. Ha, 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 ha. Mr. Church was living out in the outhouse. A Homer Danner came back from Korea about half dead with a plate in his hand. Benjamin sang doo-da-doo-da-day all day long. And Mr. Pedro had now here's a fellow Wayne Dean knew personally, Homer Danner. Homer Danner fought in Korea. Got a little souvenir, metal plate in his head. And it gave him headaches so bad, especially when it got cold. He'd say he wished that he was dead. I tended to believe him. Always bumming money from Daddy for liquor. That was the only cure for them headaches, he said. Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Mr. Church was living out in the outhouse. Homer Danner came back from Korea about half dead. But Jake Benjamin sang doo-da-doo-da-day all day long. And Mr. Pedro had them a maggots eating on his head. Oh, Mr. Church was living out.
my dinner. Came back from Korea about half dead with the plate in his head. Jake Benjamin sang doo-da-doo-da-dee, hold it long. Mr. Pedro had them maggots eating on his head. Mr. Pedro had them maggots eating on his head. That's the first song that ever ended with maggots eating on his head.
Zane, reporting for duty. I'm ready to go to Iraq now and jump on one of them roadside bombs. Because I've had it. And I'd rather die for any cause than none. There, money's coming in, I think.
Through PayPal. Through
Okay, say that. PayPal keeps us going. But what if they don't want us to keep going? Is there some other place they could donate to stop us? To stop this thing? What?
Okay, call
Hezbollah or Hamas or the JDL or Al-Qaeda, and they'll stop us. God damn bastard. I'd like to leave you with a negative note, if I might. I'd like to say fuck all y'all, and I'll see you next week, if you're still alive. Peace.